Hello, everyone. Today is day 11 of the 25 days of Christmas countdown, and today's topic is Christmas decor.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
And today in the studio, we have
Dolores Davis,
Shapira Davis,
and Inveria Davis Bennett.
Hey. Yes. Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Mm-hmm. So for some people, one of our favorite things about the holidays is all about the decor.
Yes.
So that is what we are going to talk about today.
Yes, I am going to start with my favorite piece or thing or whatever would be poinsettias. I love them. They are absolutely just so breathtaking to me. So first of all, I love how they look. Okay.
Yes.
They are beautiful.
And they are vibrant. The color. I mean, that red. It just pops.
It's very rich.
It's so pretty.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then
it's so colorful.
It kind of also reminds me of elegance. Like, you know. So another thing I love about them, though, is that they can be revived when they are losing their life.
Yeah. I need plants that can be revived
in my life. So do I. So I actually didn't know this about poinsettias, but I found this out when I worked many, many years ago. I worked at a hair salon. I was a receptionist there. And one of my responsibilities, just, you know, kind of going around the salon and doing different things and watering plants or whatever kind of, if we had floral arrangements from, you know, one of the flower gardens from floral stores across the hall from us or whatever. And so I remember when I left Friday afternoon, beautiful, voluptuous looking poinsettias.
Oh my god.
And that was my week. I worked every other weekend, so that was my weekend off. Salons are usually closed on Sundays and Mondays. So I came back on Tuesday morning and I was like, it was almost like that. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, no.
And they were just all shriveled up and they
just
looked all
old. Just from those few days?
Yeah, wow. And one of the things is that our heat was blasting.
Oh.
So it just dried up
not
the plants.
In the environment.
Yeah, it just wasn't conducive to, you know, thriving plant life. So, yeah, it could have been a combination of things. Maybe, like, I watered them on that Thursday instead of, you know, who knows? All I know is they were all shriveled up and I was literally getting ready to throw those things away. And I think somebody was like, you know what? No, just those actually can be revived. Just put them in water. And then I was like looking at the directions on them. I was like, I don't know. I don't know about this. We'll see. So literally we did. We put them in the salon bowls and just sprayed them down, you know, with the little sprayers. Mm-hmm. And yep. And it was like next day after, they were looking all coming back to life.
Wow.
Woo! And I was like, poinsettias, really? I had
way
no idea.
No poinsettias.
So it could have just been circumstantial. I don't know. All I know is that from here on out, anytime I've ever, you know, they've been all dried up and stuff, we've been able to revive them. Or I have been able to revive them, or I've seen that they've been able to be revived. So
awesome.
That's another thing I really like about them, that, you know, you're going to stretch your dollar if you purchase poinsettias. But
awesome.
Definitely. I could only imagine if I want to find a very cost-effective way of decorating for the holidays or piece, I want to pick one thing, that would be what I'd pick.
So. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the pointer. Because I had no idea. I got to be honest with you. I am terrible with plants.
Me too. Normally,
You know, I have had to revive some plants in my day, but I'm not always, I don't always have a poinsettia in my life. So it's good to know.
Yeah.
Some of the decor that I like is, since I love things that sparkle, you know
Shapira,
I love things that sparkle.
Literally.
So I am all about lights, lights, glitter, shimmer. I like bows. I like seeing Christmas trees that are just sparkly and the changing of lights. And I don't know how many times I can say sparkly, but sparkly.
We get it. Sparkly.
You get the sparkle. I just love it. And I really like the different types of nativity scenes that are out there. Yes. They're just so pretty. I like the different setups of nativity scenes. I've never been to a city where they have the live nativity scenes. I've only seen them in movies.
Yep, same.
Where they have people.
I actually haven't seen a live nativity scene
where they
either.
Have the people reenacting and standing that and would being be cool. the nativity scene. I've never seen one of those in person. Would I've only cool. seen them on movies. But I like the nativity scenes for sure. I just love. And then when you're driving by and you're seeing the lights and you're seeing how they just bring Christmas to life in their yards. Yes. That's really nice.
Some people are such visionaries, though, because how you look at a yard and you're just saying, I'm going to place this here. I'm going to place this here. And the placement is key for it looking like very catching to the eye.
Yes.
But, just you know, and then there are some yards you see where it's just like, oh, that's a bit too much of everything. You just stick. You can't. You don't even know what to look at. You've seen those kind of yards, too, where it's just like, oh.
It's a Christmas wonderland.
Yes, yes.
Kind of fun.
But, placement is key. I wouldn't even know where to start if I had
I know, a yard. Especially when you see the lawns that literally everything is covered in lights. The door, the roof. I mean, how literally every piece of their home, down to the bushes.
Yes, everything.
Yes.
It's very.
I really love it.
There are
some people though that have this keen eye for decor. I see, you know, when I see some pictures of people's holiday decor that they have for their holiday meals and different things like that. Some of the decorations are so extravagant. I'm just like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's almost like these are just regular people, but they look like interior design
skills.
Yes. Yeah. It's just people have that eye, you know. I may not have that quite yet, but.
Or it could be that they just really love Christmas and they've got.
They do.
The right ideas of what to put with what. And so they really put a lot of effort into it just because, yeah.
And sometimes decor is kind of a thing that's passed down from generation to generation. True. Like they know how their mom or their grandma or they used to decorate. And so they kind of start decorating according to that, and it just kind of gets passed down in the family. But I've seen some amazing decorations inside and out.
Sure. Yeah.
And maybe one day I'll get there. Right now I decorate how I can, but you all keep on doing your extravagant decorating because it is fun for me to see.
So what about you, Andrea? What's your favorite decor?
Well, I would have to say, along with the lawns, you know, that you see the houses you just drive by in your neighborhood and you see all those beautiful lights, I would say that department store displays are awesome.
Fun.
They are so nice to see.
Yes.
Especially like when you go to the mall and then they have this big tree that's just going all the way up to the atrium.
It just makes
you immediately feel like, ah, that just warm
Christmassy
feeling.
That's
yes.
Right.
I love that. I love seeing really, really, really big trees and just how they decorate it, especially when it's in non-conventional. Is that the right word to use? And it's made up of different things, or maybe it's like boxes in the shape of a tree that goes all the way up.
Those are fun. Displays.
Yeah, yep. It's just really cool just how creative that they can put all that together. That's probably my faves.
Yeah, that is fun. Some of these extravagant Christmas decorations, I just wonder how long it takes to do that.
Oh, I know.
If you're like Dee. Dolores, decorating is not her
forte.
It's not.
Tell me where to put the lights. Point at the circles. Do whatever you need to do. Even put the tacks wherever. I don't have vision when it comes to decorating.
No.
So to me,
like, what do you want? Where do you want these?
As much as I love Christmas, decorating is not my forte. However, in a heartbeat, I can decorate the mess out of a Christmas tree because that was what we did as a family.
Yes. Right.
That's what's exciting.
She likes. Right.
You know, but my apartment, bare. No. I just don't.
it doesn't transfer over into my home. The thing is,
it's because
the truth of the matter is, She just doesn't want to have to take the decorations down.
I do not.
That's really what it's about.
I mean, even mom gave me a tree 1 year. She's like, oh, honey, you should take this. Dreva gave me.
She's been given trees. It's not that they.
Teeny tiny little ones.
She doesn't have
So I do
nothing
have Christmas.
Would come to it.
I have this little glittery, you know, those kind of trees you can put on your desk at
yes.
work.
Yes.
That's my tree.
Yes.
Dolores
does not want to have to take it down. That's really what it's all about.
But see, this is Dolores' nature. It's got to be simple and easy.
It has to be simple. It's got to be simple. It has to be.
She needs to have one of those. If somebody can invent a Christmas
pop-up,
a Christmas pop-up.
Oh, sold.
Yes.
Whoever's listening.
Let me get some air.
For Dolores.
Let me put some air in it.
The one just transforms your entire house. That would be for
a wonderland.
And for me, it doesn't bother me too much putting up the decorations and taking them down. The only thing, I gotta be honest, the only thing that I cannot stand when taking down decorations is trying to flatten that Christmas tree out to fit back in the box. Struggling, rolling around like trying to hold two sides
yes,
of a box.
I agree.
And trying to like, you know, wedge the box between your legs
yes.
while you're taping. I mean, that's the struggle.
It's not a one-person job.
Oh, that's
not
the struggle.
Ever.
You know, and the light situation. Like, it doesn't matter how many times that's going around that elbow. You wrap. It just doesn't fit back in the box the same
no,
way it came
no.
out.
No, you could never
no
put
one,
I don't know. No. Whoever is talented enough to get it back in
the
there.
Christmas
exactly.
lights, exactly.
Yes,
oh,
props
that's
to you.
Interesting. Props to you.
Well,
sure.
With that, with the Christmas tree, do you guys prefer having the authentic, you know, tree that you can go cut down, or would you guys you like being able to put up and put down every year?
That's what we used to do with the family. We used to always have the real tree,
the real deal,
the smell of the pine,
mm-hmm.
and then you know
like
the only thing we didn't like is the
pine needles.
Little pine needle
that we have to vacuum,
you have to clean up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that you step on when you don't have your socks.
They did poke.
I mean,
yes,
that's the only thing that I don't miss about. But, you know, you can still get that feeling with a fresh balsam plug-in.
Okay.
With that, I'm just
that
like,
beautiful display, yes. Well, there are lots of places to see displays like this that mm-hmm, we can put up mm-hmm. in our home. But, you know, other places that you can go see lights, take a tour of lights.
Yeah.
For instance, here in Rapid City, South Dakota, you guys have the Storybook Island.
Yeah. Yep.
Which,
yep.
Oh my gosh.
Island. Yep.
They
love
light up.
That.
Yep. And I don't know when it starts every year, but I mean, I know it's different dates, but yeah, they have volunteers come out and decorate
that's
the
awesome.
Little, like Snow White and the Seven Doors, all the little displays or whatever that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually sadly have never been to Storybook Island Christmas. So I need to maybe go this year.
I know. We'll and, you see. Know, it is one of those things that you drive down. What street is that? You drive up right where, is it Sheridan? Is it Sheridan Boulevard?
I think so.
And you see, it literally is like its own little city of lights.
A city of lights. Cool. Yeah, it's really cute.
It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Another place, it's pre-Christmas, but Macy's Day Parade.
Yay.
Love that.
Macy's Day.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Unfortunately, this year it's canceled.
Yes.
I was devastated when I heard
I
about
know.
That. But it's just, it's something that you know you're always going to see some really cool floats. You're always, oh,
yes.
man, I look forward to it every year. So,
it is so much fun, and especially seeing all the bands and, you know, the dancing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love those type of things. So
yes.
Those are just so much fun. And, of course, the performances.
Yes,
even though
sure.
everybody's up there lip singing, it's still the best lip singing you're looking forward
yes.
to singing all the time.
Yes.
It's just
good times. Good
it
times.
It is such good times.
Mm-hmm.
Some other awesome places, Festival of Trees, Festival of Lights,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
then also Disney World.
Yes.
I mean, when we had the opportunity to go, I mean, it was just, it's just beautiful to see.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, lights everywhere. Lights
yes.
galore. It does. You.
And I know every city kind of has a big lights display somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of fun to go to the different states. I know that I saw a really awesome light display in Arizona even. You can even see awesome light displays downtown. Or some at some churches. Some churches
oh,
have
yeah,
some great
true.
Decorating. Let's talk about 1 year when our mother was decorating. I just always laugh at this story because she was decorating. She had everything out. And our sister, Kendra, was around. And she saw our mom just frantically looking around. And she was like, my balls. My balls. My balls. My balls. Okay. She was like,
I was not expecting this story.
She was like, oh no. She was looking at all the decorations and she said, I done lost my balls. Kendra was just laughing so hard.
I remember this
talking about the Christmas ornaments.
Yes.
But she kept on calling them balls.
Then another lady in the church came in and was like, yes, the dangly balls. I can't. Those are the ones, the dangly balls.
I can't even right now. I was really hoping you weren't telling that story. I was really hoping you weren't going there.
So, Mom. Just so you guys are aware, they are called ornaments. Right? Oh, so hopefully you all are having fun with your ornaments.
Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. Oh, I can't even with you right now. Well, friends, these are just some of our favorite places to see Christmas decor.
Yes.
But what are some places in your area that people can observe Christmas decor? You guys let us know in our comments. Just kind of, if there's something that we haven't mentioned, something that's unique to your town or your city.
Oh, you know, there's probably a lot.
Yeah,
plenty.
Something to look forward to doing
some examples.
Yeah.
Just something we thought of.
So even if decorating is not your forte, we leave you with this quote for our positive thought today. It's not about what's under the tree that matters. It's who's around it. Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Okay. Yes. And also, friends, we want to see your holiday decor, and we want to know some of the places that you go to see holiday decor. What are some of the things that you all do? So don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post for today's topic. And you can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Sleep in heavenly, sleep my child, and peace attend thee, all through the night. Guardian angels, God will send thee.
Thank you for tuning in to our Davis Sisters podcast.
Until next time, family and friends, spread love.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.